That sizzling sound is the sound of good things to come. Hi there, I'm Angie Nguyen, and I'm a cookbook author, and my latest book is Vietnamese Food Any Day. And I'm here to show you how to make a Vietnamese sandwich, the banh mi. And it's a sandwich that you can put together so easily as long as you have a few things in your pantry. So we're going to start first with the pickle, made with daikon and carrot. And choose daikon that's like kind of small and relatively smooth. A 1 pound daikon's roughly the size of an average woman's forearm. So this one's a little bit smaller, so we have two of them. What is daikon? Daikon is nothing but a type of radish. So if you're familiar with red radishes that you would eat with, say, Mexican food, like in tacos, that you could find in salads, it's so ubiquitous that, you know, you just keep it in a jar in the fridge. And once you have this pickle in a jar in the fridge, you can make banh mi whenever you want, because this is part of the crunch, the tang, and the funk of the sandwich. You don't have to cut these really small. You want to aim for 3 to 4 inches long. And what you're looking for is a size that's roughly the width of an average chopstick. If and when you go to Vietnam, you will see that banh mi vendors on the streets have this pickle, daikon, and carrot in like a 2-to-1 ratio. It is not pure carrot only. In Vietnamese, banh mi means bread. The French, who colonized Vietnam and ruled Vietnam for about 75 years, they introduced the tradition of Vietnamese baguette. The sandwich itself is really this unique way of taking a look at cultural appropriation, in the sense that you've got people coming in, a colonial power, but what you do for your own sake of culture survival is you take the best of what they have and you turn it into something your own. So Vietnamese cooks took the bread and they started spreading pate and butter on it, maybe with a little salt and pepper, and making that a pate sandwich. But then the Southerners in Saigon, they started adding pickle and chilies and cucumber and herbs and putting Vietnamese charcuterie in there, and then also something wonderful like Chinese chashu pork. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, well, we have this sandwich and we're calling it our own. And it's the banh mi sandwich, and it's the iconic sandwich of Vietnam. That is the sense of like cultural appropriation happening in a very positive manner. And saying, yeah, you know what, some bad things happen, but I'm going to make a bad situation into a good one. So every time you think of a banh mi and you bite into one, think about that, but just also remember to enjoy it. All right, so put your vegetables into a bowl. I like to add a little sugar and some salt. And give it a massage. You know, don't give it like too harsh of a squeeze, like if you had a bad work day. This is not the time to like take it out on your vegetables. It's like starting to get wet, like so. But we want a little pool of water at the bottom of the bowl. Once that you can sort of bend a daikon stick like this, that's really like a sign. Whoops, but don't break it. And then once that you've got that going, we'll rinse. But now we'll make the brine. Sugar, about 1/2 cup, some water, and also vinegar. Simple distilled white vinegar, nothing fancy, and just whisk it together until it's clear, and then pour it over your vegetables in the bowl. And if you're using this right away for the pickle, then just leave it in the bowl to hang out for like an hour or so. Otherwise, you can put it in a jar. And you're going to add the brine in. So the pickle's done, and you can just go ahead and cap it, and then you can just put it in the fridge. Let's move on to the main feature of our banh mi sandwich, and that's going to be a chashu chicken. I know chashu typically is done with pork, but you know what? If you make it with chicken, it goes a lot faster. Let's talk thighs. And I just do a very quick little scoring like this. So it depends on your thighs. And then that little cut right there, flatten the thigh out And now all of a sudden you have something that's going to cook a lot quicker and more evenly. So we're going to go ahead and marinate that chicken. Everything you need is pretty much like in your pantry, I think. Clove of garlic, Chinese five spice. This smells so good. Then a little ketchup, hoisin sauce, soy sauce, a little honey for sweetness, and finally a little sesame oil. It's great. And then add the chicken. Make sure all the pieces are well coated. And massage it and give it a little love like you did that pickle. So once that you have all the chicken coated, go ahead and cover it with plastic wrap and let it sit at room temperature for 30 minutes, or you can refrigerate it for like 24 hours if you want to make the chicken ahead of time. But before you cook off the chicken, if you chilled it, make sure to return it to room temperature because then it'll cook a lot faster and easier. So when it's time to cook the char siu chicken, you have two ways to do it. You can use an outdoor grill if you've got access to one, or you can use a stovetop grill. The reason you want to grill it is that the original char siu pork was cooked over wood and charcoal. So it had like this beautiful like charred quality and also a smoky quality. And so I always say to myself, you know what, you may make compromises in certain ways, but you can also take things back in a direction that gives it some of the original flavor and essence. Heat that sucker up really, really hot until it is ripping and smoking. Meantime, let's think about what we're going to put into our sandwich. Starting off with the bread. You just have to pick up a lovely little roll like this that's crisp. Don't go fancy, don't go rustic, go simple and plain. Your pan's hot, add a little oil, go ahead and brush it on. Lay your meat on. Looks good, good looks. Damn good looking chicken. The char siu chicken has been cooked off and it's looking beautiful. It smells fabulous here in the Munchies kitchen. So let it cool for a little bit and then we'll slice it up. But while that's going on, let's talk about what goes into a banh mi sandwich. So we have our bread. Just going to put them on a small baking sheet and then slide them into like a 325 oven. So the beautiful thing about banh mi is it's kind of like the embodiment of Vietnamese food, right? You can have it your way. You can choose your own adventure. So you can use mayonnaise, butter, avocado for your fat. You can cut your cucumbers as sticks or circles or as ovals. You can have chilies or sriracha sauce, and you can then use whatever different kinds of herbs you have. And then also, you can have different kinds of protein. But what you want to do when you're making a sandwich is to thinly slice your meat and slice it across the grain. Let's check our bread. Sounds good. If your bread is hot and you hit it with cold or room temperature mayonnaise, which is an emulsion, it's just gonna melt and it's gonna get gross. That's just no bueno. So let that cool for a few minutes before slicing it up. Let's take a little bit of the inside out of the bread. Try to keep this little hinge on the back. I didn't cut all the way through. So people always think it's the bread that defines the sandwich experience for Vietnamese people. But in my mind, it is this stuff. Maggi seasoning sauce, or the Vietnamese, as we would call it, ma gi. The French brought this too. If you can't find this particular one, which is made in China and sold at a lot of Asian markets, you can simply replace it with Bragg liquid aminos, which is very, very similar. It's like 95% similar to the flavor of this, and it's available at a lot of supermarkets. The Maggi seasoning sauce, or ma gi, gives the sandwich, it's like this definitive flavor that to me screams, I'm a banh mi sandwich. All right, so mayo. Make sure to spread it on both sides and go all the way to the edge. Make sure every bite has all of the ingredients, a little bit of everything. And now, the Maggi seasoning sauce. Give it almost like a Jackson Pollock, you know, kind of thing. If you have pâté, this is where you would put it. Otherwise, we're going to put our chicken, our main filling down. And our pickle is already drained. Don't like just pull it out of the jar because it's going to be wet. Let it drain. Some cucumber slices. We'll have our chilies. And then at the top, I'm going to put in a little herb. And then close her up, and you've got a banh mi sandwich. Look at that. It's like gorgeous. I don't care. I'm so hungry. I spent a lot of time making the sandwich for you today, but I'm going to eat the first one. Mmm, so good. All the elements are in here. You've got like the salty, the fatty, the tangy, the crunchy, you know, the herbaceousness. But there's so much versatility in a banh mi sandwich. As long as you've got like the framework of the bread and the pickle and the herbs. But you can vary all of this too. And that's the beauty of banh mi. For the recipe and more details, click the link below. And you can also get more ideas in my new book, right here, Vietnamese Food Any Day.